to continue the study of the Hilchot Kriyat Shema from Harav Ben Ishchai. So he writes in Halakha Dalet, Parashat Va'era, Imaya Anus Kol HaLayla. Person, let's say, situation came up, he wasn't able to read the Kriyat Shema early in the night. Velo kara Kriyat Shema Arbit Ad Sha'ala Amud HaShachar. He didn't read it until Amud HaShachar, which means already became dawn. Kivan Sha'adayin Lo Enetza Hama, since it didn't become sunrise yet, Kore Ota. Veyotze Ktsat Yedei Chovat Kriyat Shema Ve'Arbit. So long as he reads it and he makes it before Netz, it can still count for the Kriyat Shema of Arbit. Of course, B'di'avad. The Ketelah is supposed to read the Kriyat Shema of Arbit before Hatzor, before midnight. I'm talking about a case where a guy was caught up. Whatever that means. Which means in that case over there, he shouldn't read Kiryat Shema for the morning until after Netz. Because once already you're treating it Laila, now you can't treat it like day as well. So therefore you should wait until after Netz to read the Kiryat Shema of the Shacharit. Last but not least, he writes just a few more of the basic kavanot. Betevat echad yechaven b'shiluv havaya adanut v'chaven shiu shavim be'achdut echad. Which is when he says the word Echad, one of the kavanot is that God's names are one. The Shem Havaya and the Shem Adanut. Imagine putting them together. We call it a Shiluv. And therefore you have a kavanah, a Shem Echad. That the Yud Ke Vav Ke and the Adanut are one. The Davar Zayichavin B'Shithayut Peshat Milat Echad. Meaning it's one. Ach Ya'arich B'Dalid De'Echad. Which is when you Ma'arich on the Dalid of Echad. So some people, they ma'arich, they read it like a dalid, like the Yemenites, and you ma'arich with the dalid, v'yichaben v'et sh'ma'arich bo, limsor atzmo b'skila, serifa, herig v'chenig. Which is you're accepting upon yourself the four mitot beddin. Besides the pshat, that the dalid is what that God is on the four corners of the earth. But you also have a kavanah of the dalid mitot. V'gam yichaben sh'ayide kabbalah zu, Yitkaperu Peshaav. That according to this acceptance that you're doing of the four mitzvot, that all the sins should be forgiven. Tevat echad nekuda besegol vekamatz. Lechach yimahel bekriyat ha'alef, that segol utenu'a ketana, velo yimahel bekriyat ha'chet nekamas. Which means, when you read the Kriyat Shema, you should read it not echad. You read it, Echad, you ma'arich more on the Chet than you are on the Aleph. Gam lebad ze sadik shelo ya'arich be'aleph, kedo shelo yitra'e ke'omer Echad. If you're going to be ma'arich on the Aleph, it sounds like you're saying Echad. He's not one, but menan. It's Echad. If you say Echad, means he's not one. But still one, Echad, chas v'shalom. Va'af al pi ve'aman da'esh ya'arich be'dalid, צריך לזה שלא יתיז אדם בחוזק שנראה כלומר דה אלא יעריך בה במבטא רפויה ולא דגושה. Not like some people when they say the Shema they want to be מעריך בדלת, so they say אחד דה. No, that's not the right thing. The word is not דה, there's no dot in the דלת. You מעריך, like we said, either אחד like that or like those that want to read it like the Yemenite אחד. But to go אחד דה ויחד יתרו. We don't read it like that. I think you might realize. So it comes out that the kavanah we're saying today is, number one, you have to have the kavanah. These are not mandatory kavanah, you should know. These are nice kavanah the Ben Ishchai are giving us. The mandatory kavanah we discussed in the previous halakhot. The echad is one, meaning the shiluv havaya adanut, and the dalit we're accepting upon ourselves arba mitot bedin, and therefore we want to have kapara as a result of that for all our avonot. The right way to read the word is Echad, meaning the Aleph. You read a little quicker. The Chad, you ma'arich a little longer. The Dalet, you ma'arich longer than that.